Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. So I thought I'd say a few words about being a Buddhist, what it is to be a Buddhist. I don't know how many people who come here would describe themselves as one, but it doesn't essentially really matter. If people have an interest, then they're always welcome to attend Buddhist events and not to feel that they need to bow to a shrine or to follow any of the ceremony or whatever. Just to look on and observe is fine. So Buddhism is a very non-coercive religion and one in which people are encouraged to find their own way. Just go be independent practitioners when teachings are offered to then reflect on these rather than to pick them up and see them as dictates or but as something for reflection. Pick up what's useful and then to just leave aside the rest. This is the spirit of the Buddhist practitioner. And if one feels that Buddhism is a convention that one would like to pick up and use and become part of the group, so to speak, it can have a lot of benefits being part of the group. The way in is to take the three refuges and the five precepts. So, the three refuges, to take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. This is a way of talking about and developing these qualities of wisdom, truth, peace, and virtue. Make this the guiding principles of our lives, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. Five precepts as boundaries for our behaviour, following those as best we can. Then the style is that you would make a commitment to these. You can do this in public, can be quite a powerful thing to do, or just with yourself. And you would continually go back to committing or recommitting. So, the Amaravati Monastery, then you can take the precepts every week, an opportunity, the weekend, or twice actually, Saturday and Sunday, and there's an opportunity to take the precepts, to reaffirm the precepts. So, we're not expected to stray actually, it's kind of normal to stray and then to reaffirm the precepts. None of us perfect. If we think of these precepts, the perfection of them is a very high thing. Five precepts: harmlessness, not taking what's not given, sexual misconduct, or intoxication, drink, drugs. Often we will stray in one way or another, even little ways. This is what then it is to be a Buddhist, is to make a commitment to the five precepts, and then in return, then one receives the benefit of having a refuge for oneself in one's own virtue, and in the virtue of others. One enters a group of people where you can feel safe. There's a code of behaviour that even if people aren't keeping so tightly to it, then you can feel you have the right to stand up for your rights. Your rights in Buddhist terms are the five precepts. So within a Buddhist circle of Buddhist friends, and this is your rights. You have a right to expect that other people will reflect and take these things as guiding principles. You can point out things to each other, the right time and place, and the right way, or use the monk in this way, a kind of independent person you can discuss your standard of your precepts with. And one tries to follow one's own path. And discover one's own Dhamma. So the reflections that are offered in terms of teaching then are just that. They can be tested out then by each individual to see if they find it true, their own experience. So it's not a dogmatic religion, it's a Gnostic religion. So a Gnostic religion is one where you're out to find things out for yourself rather than to disbelieve. So we can find out everything that we need to find out. We can find out for ourselves. This is the principle. We use our mindfulness and wisdom to discover the nature of phenomenon, to calm our minds. And the main principle is that a calm mind is a clear mind, an insightful mind. Calming the mind and then investigating, looking again, take another look, is the basic principle. So we're taking refuge in, like a peaceful mind, a peaceful state, or the clarity of a peaceful state. So we all have times when our minds aren't peaceful, and we need to be quite careful. But when our minds are calm, then we'll be able to see more clearly. So, often the Buddhist way to take a step back and try to look from a calmer perspective at events before we make a decision. A decision that's true to ourselves, so to speak. This is a way of putting it, that we can then act in a way that's really true to ourselves, rather than acting in a way that then we discover, oh, I really don't feel very comfortable about that, actually. It's not really true to my feelings, my deeper feelings. I don't really feel good about that. So I wish I'd reflected on that and a little more. And this is what we're trying to avoid on one level. You know, we're just giving ourselves time to reflect. Watching and seeing what the skillful convention is, and what do your other Buddhist friends do. So, you know, we enter into a group and we can compare experience and see, well, what standards has my friend managed to keep, and whatever area. And the degree to which we would describe ourselves as Buddhist, or we would it's up to us, really. That can also be a useful thing to do or not, depending on the situation. Some people would see it as negatively, other people would see this positively. So you know, we don't have to own up. And we can be closet Buddhists if it's more skillful, or just recognize the commonality between Buddhism and other religions, rather than sticking to a view, a Buddhist view. We can see that up to a point, then all religions have a kind of commonality of morality. We don't have to hold too tightly to our views. Try and see the similarity between our practices and the practices of others, rather than the differences, until we feel really safe or appropriate to point out the differences. So that's the better balance. But it can be a useful thing, you know, if you're trying to keep your precepts. It would be a useful way of describing, this doesn't go along with my Buddhist practice to do this. I find that doesn't mix with my meditation. You know, I like my meditation. This kind of thing. People can seem to accept that more and more these days. A lot of interest, curiosity. Well, it affects my mindfulness. You know, people will understand that word more these days. What it means to keep your mindfulness or to lose your mindfulness. Or, you know, the value, talking about the value of mindfulness, people will listen to that kind of thing if they won't listen to Buddhism. Or, so that's a way we can speak about it, which is more doctrinally neutral. People can't argue with it. I think that seems fair enough as far as it goes. So a few reflections there about what it might be to identify oneself as a Buddhist or form some kind of allegiance or sense of belonging to the Sangha. For that, for your reflection.